This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Seven after the hour, Thanksgiving Day. Yep, last Thursday of November 28th is upon us, and the first Thanksgiving, as we look back over the history of what happened in Plymouth, was October of 1620. I find it interesting, because there are different accounts. One suggests that it's October 1621. One suggests it's December 1621. I think it's fairly clear the celebrants were English settlers, most of them religious separatists who had already been exiled to the Netherlands for a decade before they came to the Americas. Two-thirds of the total people at the first celebration were Wampanoag Native Americans, Indians, as they were called, because, as you remember from the story, the idea in 1492 was for Columbus to go to India. And therefore, these people were called from that point on Indians in various translations. Traditional Thanksgiving? Well, this wasn't a traditional Thanksgiving as we know it today, because there were no turkeys around. Mostly it was fish. 90 of the attendees at the first Thanksgiving were these Indians. 50 were English. They're the ones who had survived of the 200 and some that started. The Wampanoags were very important to the survival of the first congregation. The Pilgrim congregation provided several deer for the feast. They taught the English how to fish. They also taught them how to grow corn and other crops. So this is what saved the Pilgrims from a repetition of their first catastrophic winter. Half of them, really, it just is amazing. And from that point, I don't mean this, this is not a lecture. It just is the reality of how we have distorted, I guess maybe it's the human condition, we've distorted the historical record to the point of oblivion. When it comes to, and it's obnoxious, actually, when you look at what really happened and how these people were treated after the fact, not by the pilgrims that first came here, but through the history of their existence, not only in New England, but around the rest of the country. They were considered heathens, and that term was developed because they didn't know anything about worshiping the gods that the Europeans were worshiping. They worshiped their own gods, if you will. And that brings around, I guess a lot of people go to church on Thanksgiving, right, to give thanks. Anybody in your families, either of you, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, either of you have people in your family that go to church on Thanksgiving to give thanks?
I've never even heard of that, to be honest.
Really? Oh, we did when I was a kid. We used to go to Thanksgiving services all the time. Oh, yeah. And I belonged to the original church, the original Pilgrim church. That's how I grew up in that that persuasion, if you will, and that sect. The devotion to the Puritans was what the church. As a matter of fact, my church was called Pilgrim Congregational Church. And then there were a lot of them. There was another church in town, Plymouth, obviously giving acknowledgement to the place where the first Thanksgiving took place. Yeah, the first Congregationalists, that's why they were called. They were congregants. They got together to thank God for the bounty and for their safety and for the fact that they were able to survive winter and the trip and that sort of thing. The Wampanoags were this was what was left over of the Wampanoags. You remember when Columbus came, he brought the plague, and it spread because he didn't land in Boston. You know, it's just amazing how history, as I say, I don't want to be redundant, has really kind of distorted all of this stuff. There's a maypole that's erected in Plymouth. Colonists there erected a pole with deer antlers, and they they posted a profane poem at the base of it. And so this was, they were all drunk at the time, and they spent a week being debauched, if you will. And so there were different, as the colonists began coming more and more after the first settlement, there were a lot of different people. The Protestant movement, protestors, protesting the Church of England, there were protesters in the protesters, and that's where the Lutheran sect came from, the Methodist sect came from, the Episcopal sect, because there were those who wanted to stay in the tradition of the English Church, even though they didn't like, they didn't think that the king was a god, but they did like the Anglican, which was close to the Roman sort of worship, and so they kept that much as they can. But most of these sects, by the way, are American sects. They've then since transferred or translated back to Europeans, and there are now lots of Lutherans in Germany, Presbyterians in France, and the Calvins were Methodists. A lot of them in France as well. So a lot of the basic facts about the first Thanksgiving are completely lost, I think, on, at least they were on me when I was a student. Do you feel like the two of you were taught what the first Thanksgiving, or what Thanksgiving, or what our first encounters, what our first history really was? Do you feel like you got that when you were in school?
Well, when you're a kid, it's all lies, and then you find, then, you know, our generation, it's the teaching of what actually happened to the Native Americans that really became more of a focus. Yeah. So, but when you're a little kid, like at least I was, Kara's a different. Kara's, you know, probably had the more woke version of stuff.
Not in elementary school. I mean, elementary school is still very much like, you know, drawing a picture of her hand and making a turkey out of it. And I think we had like a little Thanksgiving Day parade where we all dress like pilgrims and stuff that. I don't know.
That probably doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, but even I saw a picture of my 2.5-year-old niece drawing a turkey hand. So yeah. I think that will always be a thing. I don't know why hands have never looked like turkeys, and they never will. But yeah, you know, it is what it is.
It is a winter storm situation for a lot of you who are listening, especially if you're on the West Coast or in the Midwest. Two powerful storms shut down a lot of highways. Travel plans are on hold. A lot of people spent the night in motels. Some people spent the night in their cars, and they're eating Thanksgiving dinner at the Waffle House. Imagine having to do that. They call this a bomb cyclone, that which has moved westward from the upper California coast. I think you were talking about my son and his wife posting pictures, Victoria, on their Instagram of how wet and miserable the weather was in Northern California where they are up in Napa. Blizzard conditions now across the Midwest. Winter storm warnings, let's see here, all the way across. Actually, 1,000 flights in Denver canceled in the last 24 hours. I-70 in parts of Colorado closed. If you're going to Kansas down that route there, forget about it. You're not getting anywhere. And then the howling winds knocked out power to a lot of people that are in basically the Great Lakes region. Chicago Metro, be happy you're not flying, or trying to fly. But then there's a lot of stuff. Go down to the deep south, Louisiana, Mississippi, had a tornado strike overnight, and 8 to 10 houses were damaged down there. So not great weather. But being thankful for all sorts of things. I mean, think about what life would be like in our country if we weren't the breadbasket. We didn't have the ability, such rich land, to grow the food that we grow. So I'm hoping, because of my agrarian roots, that you're all thinking about the farmer who provided you, or farmers, with the food that you're eating. All the food's variety and things, the quality of it. If you did buy quality food, I hope you didn't buy junk, but buying quality, and thanking the farmers, the family farmer. Check out our tribute to the American Family Farmer on the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And after you're thinking about where your food comes from, think about how, I mean, it's not, I don't know whose fault it is. The American Family Farmer, out of every dollar of food purchased, got 19 cents. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it, when you get right down? Because without them, there's nothing. But the middleman, you get this guy in the middle and that guy in the middle and the next guy in the middle. Time you're done, one-fifth of what you pay goes to the farmer who grew whatever it is that you're eating today. Potatoes, cut beans, the turkey itself, all the other things, the fixings, cranberries, that sort of thing. So, anyway, food, it is literally food for thought. It was interesting. I was looking at protocol for Thanksgiving. Other than being thankful and thinking about it, the gentlemanly thing to do is to help seat the ladies. How many men still do that? Anybody, is your husband when you go out to eat or wherever you are, does Lewis seat you?
Mm-hmm.
When you say that,
he's
does.
Been trained.
By whom,
may
I
ask? He never used to. He never used to.
Yeah. And so how you grew up in that, did you watch your father seat your mother? Is that why you know that that's important? It's just polite?
Yeah, and my brother was taught to do that. If, you know, if my mom and I got up from the table or came back to the table, they both stand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand up. That's polite. Nice. And that's traditional. Mm-hmm. Nice. The people who will help you with your digestion tell you to make sure you eat bite-sized foods. Don't gulp. One bite of food at a time.
Yeah, you listening to this, Doug? As you're
yeah,
eating
exactly.
It?
Excuse me?
If any of us, okay, I've heard you choking coming back from eating whatever you're
eat
eating
fast.
A few too many times.
So. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
One
That's
berry right. at a time and chew it first.
Where do you put your dinner napkins, ladies? Do you put them on your chest or in your lap?
I put it on my lap normally.
I put it on my chest to keep the shirt from getting covered with food that
God.
I have on it.
Well, do you wear
awful.
A bib?
Don't do that on your date, okay? That's terrible.
And no cell phones at the dinner table. Not even on vibrate. No. Christmas time around the corner. We're all thinking about buying. Maybe you're going to spend some time today buying some things. Stores are open late this afternoon. Here's something you can't get in a store, but you can get it on the other end of a telephone. Remember those wonderful devices called a telephone? How about you dial 800-208-1797, a number that's all too familiar to the people who listen to the DJV program because it's the number for power swabs. When was the last time you actually whitened your teeth? And maybe there are people in your family who can ask the same question. They have kind of ugly yellow teeth. The holidays are upon us. Two important things. You want to be bright and attractive at parties, family gatherings, that sort of thing. So this is for you. But if you have other people in your family or your circle that have discolored teeth, you think it would be rude to get them power swabs? Is that saying something? Is that you have ugly teeth, so whiten them up? I don't know. I think it would be kind of nice. It's thoughtful. You can decide
Maybe
for yourself.
Maybe as a stocking stuffer, yes.
I'm giving it to you as an idea. Right, stocking stuffers. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, plus an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick, this is the way naturally to whiten and brighten your teeth. Use the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797 for that fabulous 40% off, $10 off deal. It's cool. Get the bright smile that you want for the holidays and give it to a friend as well or a family member. 800-208-1797.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Thank you. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table.
Adam Sandler.
I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Susie, I think one of the first things Adam Sandler did that really got him recognition.
Which we have found out I was, seven months old, maybe, when this came out.
7 months.
7 months.
Yeah. This and the Hanukkah song really set him apart early in his career. And I said to the ladies a few minutes ago that Adam Sandler's in a new movie that's coming out in January, and he's a bad guy. That's the first time we've ever seen that. Thanksgiving song, Adam Sandler. Let's have a couple of other fun songs for Thanksgiving. Here's Dee Dee Sharp. Give me gravy. All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. We have these in the wrong order. The first hit that she had was Mashed Potato. Was a dance. So we should do mashed potatoes.
I guess you need the mashed potatoes before you can get the gravy.
You got it. That's exactly right. How'd you guess that? Carrie is so smart.
I'm very good at eating on Thanksgiving, so I know the order.
Right. I bought myself some mashed potatoes, and I get some vegetarian gravy. I'll probably have that later on. Mashed Potato Time, Dee Dee, 1961, I think, and then it was followed the next year, 62, if memory serves me correctly, by Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes, Dee Dee Sharp. And now, after she had a hit, she was Carole King's babysitter, and she did the locomotion, and after that, she did the turkey trot, Little Eva. Get it while it's hot. How many people remember this one? Same era as Dee Dee Sharp. All right, let's see. Quincy Jones, when he was a young conductor, put together a concoction of groovy gravy. Groovy gravy. There was something that came out the same year by a guy named Horton Heat called The Turkey Gotta Gobble.
kind of silly. Here's one of my favorite Christmas sort of songs. The beat's great. Great pop song. Jay and the Techniques with Dessert. So typical of the early and mid-60s song. This is before the Beatles. Beatles changed everything. You know, I was thinking last night, and I don't know why I was thinking about this. There were some older shows on TV. I was trying to get my Prime account, by the way. You don't have to tell me, Kara, how to get into it. I used to know how to get into it. Now I can't. I don't want to watch something on Prime. Anyway, I had seen something that brought me back to thinking about just the kind of stuff that we had. It seemed like more fun. Is it? Maybe it's just me and my age. But the songs, the stuff around Thanksgiving. I made a reference a few minutes ago to Horton Heat. Called himself the Reverend Horton Heat. And this is his Turkey Gotta Gobble tune.
You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a little squabble. Turkey and dressing have a lot of fans. And says turkey without your dressing on.
There you go.
Days I'd be the man.
There's another song called. What were you going to say, Kara?
I was going to say I would love to see like a Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift release a Thanksgiving song. That would be.
Oh, yeah.
That would be interesting if that would get radio play.
All right. I'm sure it would. The Jive Turkey by the Ohio Players, but at the same time, kind of cool. So happy Thanksgiving, musically, from the DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and condition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving morning, China is warning the United States there will be consequences for Congress passing and President Trump signing a bill that supports anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese foreign minister summoning the U.S. ambassador and demanding that Washington immediately stop interfering in China's domestic affairs. In New York City, they're gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
50 million people watching the best in New York City.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a decision on whether the famed balloons will fly because of the winds will be made close to parade time. Speaking of weather, bad weather is making Thanksgiving travel difficult. A foot of snow has fallen in Denver and Minneapolis, and a bomb cyclone struck Oregon and California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Happy days are here again. Hello, 34 at the hour. Yep, this is Thanksgiving 2019. Last Thursday of November. Let's see, one more day, right? How many days? Two more days. And then we're into December. Happy trails. This is a very dangerous holiday weekend. Not only because of the weather, but because of other things. It seems to me, Victoria, I remember reading or talking to Dr. Ken, one of our sort of staff doctors here, about heart attacks and that sort of thing. What makes this the most dangerous holiday?
Well, apparently there are several factors, and one the first one comes from the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. They estimate that 417 people may die on U.S. roads today or over this holiday, not to mention 50,000 other people who will be injured. And they say part of that is alcohol. The other part of it is 53% of those involved in Thanksgiving road fatalities were not wearing seatbelts. Now, I don't know what the reason for that is. Maybe they figure it's a short distance and they don't need to wear a seatbelt, but obviously buckle up, because that's just crazy. Now, number two, that makes there are several reasons here that makes Thanksgiving actually the most dangerous holiday. Number two is heart attacks. And the American Heart Association said that they have they've done various studies on this, but they say that eating a heavy meal can increase the risk of a heart attack by four times in the 2 hours after eating.
Yeah.
So you also have to just be really careful.
Beware, be warned.
Yeah.
Be smart.
And then the other problem is a lot of people will eat a big meal, and then if wherever you are in the country, if you have bad weather, a lot of people go out, shovel snow. And then boom, heart attack.
Yep.
And the reason that the food on Thanksgiving, there's a big increase in salt. If you think about all the stuff that people eat on Thanksgiving, it's very sodium dense.
Yep.
And you're eating a lot more volume, and then alcohol consumption. Those things together make it really bad. Now, another thing that people may not think about, there's a huge risk of fires getting started on Thanksgiving. And they say 1,800 cooking fires occur every Thanksgiving day. That's three times the number on any other day of the year. Now, leaving ovens unattended is a top culprit.
We have a thing earlier about cleaning your oven. Wasn't that bad?
Well, it's fine for the oven, but just make sure you don't clean your oven today, because a lot of ovens break down because it has to sustain such a high heat.
Excuse me for interrupting.
But turkey fryers, because people love to deep fry turkeys, that causes fires every year on Thanksgiving, so be careful with that. Food poisoning is another thing you don't really think about. But when you're handling raw poultry and raw turkey, people don't really understand, I think, how to thaw and handle poultry, especially if your turkey's frozen. If it is frozen, make sure you thaw it in the refrigerator in a container in a leak-proof plastic bag, or in a sink of cold water. Change the water every 30 minutes. That way, you're not contaminating everything else in your refrigerator. And another thing is, people say now the advice is not to wash your turkey. If you have a fresh turkey, don't wash it, because you're just washing bacteria all over your sink and your countertop. So that's another thing.
You're supposed to do cook it and eat it, or what are you supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to open it up, and if it's a fresh turkey, then open it up and just cook it. Don't bother rinsing it.
If you cook it well enough, first of all, thank you for reminding all of us about that. Cooking food these days, anybody who eats any kind of meat raw or rare or medium rare, you're nuts. You're asking for it, because you don't know where the meat comes from. You don't know how long it's been trucked around. Unless you actually have seen the animal prepared, you don't know anything. You don't squat about that meat and the bacteria and things that are in them these days, because they are transported so far, because they are not necessarily well prepared. If you cook it, you got a well done everything. And I don't know whether cooking in a fryer does that better, Victoria, or putting it in the oven and leaving it there for way beyond. You know, there's the difference about moist and...
As long as it's an internal temperature of 165 degrees, that's what poultry needs to get to. And so if you're...
That was 180. Just, 180? Well, get it up there anyway.
The guidelines here that I'm reading says 165 is the internal temperature. So that's in the deepest part of the turkey if you're cooking the bird.
Yeah.
And then one of the other things that people don't really think about in terms of dangers on Thanksgiving, trips and falls. You've got a house full of that's crowded with people, children, dogs, toys on stairs, things like that. Apparently a lot of elderly people make a trip to the ER on Thanksgiving because they haven't, they've either misstepped on ice outside or on the sidewalk or have tripped over something. So just be very careful of that. And then they say the last thing to really be aware of on Thanksgiving, food allergies and anaphylaxis, which of course can be deadly, and close to 200,000 people are hospitalized every year with food allergies. And the CDC says that the most common food allergies are milk, eggs, fish, crustaceans, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. So make sure that if you have food allergies, or if your kids do, or your grandkids do, that you check to make sure what the ingredients are before everybody sits and chows down.
We've become, though, a world, I don't want to say wimps, but we've become a world that's exposed to things or not exposed to things that perhaps if we were exposed more to them, there wouldn't be all these allergies. There are some things like what I have with ragweed and things on the farm. You know, they're not. Yeah, I've been exposed to them all my
life.
Those
are seasonal allergies.
Allergic to them, right? But I'm talking about peanut allergies.
Right.
If the mother eats peanuts when you're pregnant, you're not going to have an allergy. Most research supports that, and that sort of thing. Anyway, I want to go back to, well, the couple of things that I have on my mind: warm hearts, helping people. There are a lot of homeless that are being fed today all across the country. Thanksgiving is a day for helping, having the soup kitchens, all that sort of thing. But I think it goes deeper than that, or it ought to go deeper than that, because we have a serious problem in our country. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, and there are, especially Santa Monica, where there are 17,000 in Santa Monica alone. In Los Angeles County, there are 70,000, a city, 70,000 homeless people. And the problem is that there isn't, you can say, well, there aren't jobs for them. The unemployment rate is 2.3%. So there are jobs where you want them. Some people choose this. Other people are homeless because of mental disturbances, and we're not serving them at all. Especially the other thing that is pretty disgusting about this, the number of vets who are homeless, not getting services. So when I hear people in government say we've got to crack down, be tougher on the homeless, okay, that's fine if we can figure out who are homeless by choice and who are homeless because there really isn't another reality for them. And I think Thanksgiving is a good day for us to be thinking about that. First of all, be thankful that you're not there, number one. And number two, what do we do? We all have this, I do, I have this outrage about it, especially as it applies to people my age who are Vietnam War veterans. But I don't know what to kind of do about it. The mental health issue comes, it just keeps rearing its ugly head over and over again. I don't see national support because people they still have this stigma attached to them if they have any kind of therapy, mental health treatments, that sort of thing, which is the height of ignorance as far as I'm concerned. I've had therapy most of my adult life, and I don't think I'd be as well adjusted. You can laugh about that. But, excuse me, for those of you who may think that I'm well adjusted, it's because I've had people that could help me through the things that are troubling. It's like physical ailments, mental, it's the same thing. I'm not crazy, but I've had issues, as most of us have. And I don't mind talking about it because I think it's something that I'm not ashamed of it. My father told me as a kid there was something wrong with me because I cried a lot. I had emotional problems, he told me. Well, I don't know whether I understand astrology and the whole reality of my being, I was destined to be an emotional sort, a thoughtful character, some people say, whatever it is.
But the reality there is that your dad probably had emotional problems.
Because yeah, of course he did.
Emotional is not the problem. Not being able to express those emotions when you have them is problematic.
Well, anyway, back to the Thanksgiving business and trying to, I mean, I understand cities that are pushing back. I get it. I'm annoyed. When I walk down the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, where I spend the winter, it is beyond annoying. People accost you, they come after you, they grab your clothes. Can't you give me some money? I need some food. You know, there's something about that. And I think, okay, I would wish I could tell whether you really need the help or whether you're here because you've chosen to be here. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that, how to size them up. But I do know that Thanksgiving gives us pause to think about the less fortunate people in our society. A lot of people donate food today, churches in their community, turkey dinners. I know that our local temple here has a day of the temple's open all day long for people to come in and sleep and, you know, eat and do whatever. It's not open all year long, just today. So where do these people go? They're back on the street. We have a huge problem in downtown Framingham. On the other side of the other side of the tracks, the real other side of the tracks, where there used to be, right in downtown Framingham, there was a convenience store that had to close because of the vagrancy. They couldn't get rid of the homeless, and the police do nothing about it. It's disgusting. When businesses are affected by that. But, you know, the other reality is that one of the nearby communities, Waltham, because Framingham is so accepting of vagrants, That's one of the words that are used to apply to them. They put them in police cars at 3 o'clock in the morning, drive them from Waltham to Framingham, and drop them off.
How is that supposed to solve a problem?
Well, that solves it for them. Gets them out of Waltham and brings them to Framingham. That's what it solves their problem, but it doesn't solve the real problem anyway. There's stories in Modesto, California has a shelter. They're closing it down because the city doesn't have enough money. What the hell are they spending their money on there? What are our priorities? I guess that's a question, isn't it? Under the circumstances. Anyway, let's think about them today and do as much as we can and then try to have some, with the climate in Washington the way it is, and maybe even in my community has become the same as Washington, completely polarized. City Council 5-5-1. Five people who support the mayor, five people who don't, and one guy who's in the middle. You know, it's because everybody is smarter than the next guy, and we're all right, and you're all wrong, and so nothing gets done. And that's something else to be.
Happy Thanksgiving. How did
yes.
we get to this point? I thought we were, like, happy.
Well, I was looking at the homeless and what's going on with the homeless and hoping we could have that on the top of our mind, how to help people like that. And then I get off onto why are they homeless, and that's where I get stuck, Victoria. So thank you for reminding me that it's time for us to get out of that and think about Christmas, Christmas presents. An idea or two or three or four can be yours for Christmas gifting for people that you care about. You want a practical gift? How many people want? Some people just like silly gifts. Some people want romantic gifts. Some people want practical gifts. So if practical is your need, go to MyPillow.com and find those new soft, beautiful bath towels that really work, that we all like. You can find the pillows, the most comfortable pillows you'll ever own. All of the things, by the way, that are available at MyPillow.com are made in the USA. You can wash them. You can dry them. The most comfortable sheets. Remember they introduced those sheets about a year ago? Those Giza sheets? They are fabulous. I have them on my bed. You should have them on yours. Clinical sleep studies prove that the MyPillow pillow changes and improves the quality of your sleep. Fewer sleep interruptions, increased restorative deep sleep, helps reduce snoring, improves oxygen levels, all that sort of thing. So wake up refreshed. And when you get up and you take your shower, use those bath towels from MyPillow. Good Christmas ideas? I hope so. Let's go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Get 30% off the towels, up to 66% off other things. The way to find out what the discount is enter promo code DJV, okay? Promo code DJV for great radio specials at MyPillow.com. Practical gifts for Christmas.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thanksgiving. We're playing music from the abyss. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Happy Thanksgiving, Chucker. So what are we remembering about the abyss?
I like the abyss a lot. That was 1989, directed by James Cameron. That's a score by Alan Silvestri, an awesome musical score for that film. But Ed Harris was the star. That was a difficult shoot. He turns 69 years old today. Born in Englewood, New Jersey. Ed Harris, he's done 103 different projects, mostly movies, some TV, some of his films, Apollo 13, he was great in that movie, Truman Show, The Rock, he's currently on HBO's Westworld. I'm a fan, I think he's a really good actor who's had a good career. But The Abyss, I think was a really good film. There was one interesting part about The Abyss, in 89 it was released. And then they re-released it with another 20 minutes, and that additional 20 minutes was some of the best footage ever put back in a movie. Made a good film into a great film.
Yeah,
you can watch it on Blu-ray.
Speaking of that, we were talking about why it is that Gone with the Wind plays. Mm-hmm. Oh no, it's Wizard of Oz that plays on.
Yeah, how did that get associated with Thanksgiving? It always starts on Thanksgiving night.
Not quite sure. I mean, I don't know. What was the original network that used to air Wizard of Oz? Was it CBS or NBC?
CBS.
Yeah. I mean, I still think one of these, It's a Wonderful Life will air, I believe, tonight, and then they air it on Christmas Eve. But I always thought when NBC aired Home Alone on Thanksgiving night, that was very appropriate in a perfect movie for Thanksgiving.
Sure. But Wizard of Oz has nothing holiday-ic about it. And
true.
It's totally creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Creep, creep, creep. All right, I have in front of me the biggest blockbusters, a list of the top 10 box office champs of all time. You want to know what
now,
the
let me ask you a question. Before you, is this discounted for inflation or just pure money taken into the box office?
How they rank in today's dollars?
Okay, yeah, right? Tell me.
Number 10, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937. Number 9, The Exorcist, 1973.
Now we're talking about greatness.
Yeah, I know. Dr. Zhivago's number 8 came in, number 8 and was made in 1965.
Okay.
Let's see here. Number 7, Jaws, 1975. $128 million in tickets at that time. That's worth $1.1 billion these days.
Wow.
Number 6, The Ten Commandments. 1956, took in $131 million.
I love it, great movie.
Yeah, $1.2 billion. Number 5 was The Titanic from 1997, $143 million at the box office, worth
I saw that 7 straight weekends in a movie theater.
Is it real?
Just want you to know. I did,
number,
yeah.
Number 4, E.T., $147 million at the box office at the time in 1982. That's worth $1.4 billion today. Number 3, The Sound of Music from 1965, took in $157 million then. That's $1.5 billion in today's dollars. Number 2 on the list of the top 10 draws financially of all time, Star Wars. First one, 1977, took in almost $200 million. That's worth almost $2 billion today.
Wow.
The number 1 grossing movie in terms of today's dollars, Gone with the Wind. 1939, took in over $200 million then, worth $2.5 billion today. How do you like that? That's quite a list.
That is interesting. I still think on that list of those 10, the most interesting one is The Exorcist, because it is a hardcore, psychologically disturbing horror film.
Awful.
Which had a massive cultural impact in
1970. $120 million. And that, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Especially for the content of that, it's not like a Disney movie. I mean, it's not like families were flocking to it.
Scary as hell.
That was a pure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got some other news here. Warner Brothers is going to release its 1984 fan favorite Gremlins into theaters December 6th through 11th in Regal Cinemas for the film's 35th anniversary. I am a big fan of Gremlins. I think it's one of the most fun pop culture movies, especially in that decade. Star Wars, this new Star Wars movie, Doug, Rise of Skywalker, tracking around a $200 million opening weekend when it hits theaters December 20th. No one's going to complain with that opening.
That'll do $1 billion around the world. You wait and see.
It will.
And so now
and,
at the
this
end
new,
of the
this
story,
new movie. Yeah,
right, go ahead.
This new movie, Knives Out, with Daniel Craig and Jamie Lee Curtis,
I want to see this.
Opened yesterday, tracking twice. It's doing double its tracking, expected to do around $40 million in 5 days. It was tracking around $20 million. That's good news for Daniel Craig, which shows people will see a Daniel Craig movie other than 007.
Right. You will see him in other stuff. Chuck Curry, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.